This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. You will, if you were not with us in hour number one, you will hear my commentary in hour number three, 1 hour from now. A message for LeBron James. I'm calling him out. Anytime you want to debate, let's have it. We could do it on the show. We could do it set up on national TV, on ESPN. Anytime you want to debate, I'm having it. Come on, LeBron, let's go. Here's your hero. This just out. Perfect timing. Here's your hero. Aren't you all proud? This is why Jacob Blake had a warrant out for his arrest when the police went to pick him up. The cops involved in the shooting of Jacob Blake were attempting to arrest him for violating a restraining order stemming from an alleged sexual assault. This is your hero. Remember, liberals are part of the Me Too movement, and this is your guy? This is what you burned down cities over? Blake, 29, was forbidden from going to the Kenosha home of his alleged victim from the May 3rd incident. And police were dispatched following a 9/11 call saying he was there. The officers were aware he had an open warrant. You don't think they pull up adrenaline pumped, ready to fight a bad guy who rapes and assaults women? According to dispatch records, though, it's not clear if they knew the specific allegations of the violence. Blake was paralyzed in the shooting, had been handcuffed to his hospital bed, and all the liberals started screaming, "Oh my God, he's handcuffed to his hospital bed after they shot him and paralyzed him." And so they took the restraints off, but he's still facing the same criminal charges. Blake is accused in the criminal complaint, which is obtained by the New York Post, of breaking into the home of a woman he knew and sexually assaulting her. The victim, who was only identified by her initials in the paperwork, told police she was asleep in her bed with one of her children when Blake came to the room at 6 in the morning and said, "I want my," and I won't say that word. She told cops that he used his, he digitally assaulted her. Let's put it that way. The officer took her statement, said she had a very difficult time telling him the story, and cried as she told how the defendant sexually assaulted her. He penetrated her digitally, causing her pain and humiliation, and it was done without her consent, and she was very humiliated and upset by the sexual assault. She told police she was upset but collected herself and then allegedly ran out the front door after Blake, then realized her car was gone, checked her purse and saw the keys were missing, and immediately called 911. The alleged victim told cops she has known him for 8 years and claims that he physically assaults her around twice a year when he drinks heavily. What a lovely fellow. You're just such a lovely fellow, Jacob Blake. I just would love to have you around my wife and family, my fiance and family. I just would love that. I'd love him to be a friend. I'd love him to be a neighbor, right? What a lowlife. What a piece of human garbage. Just keep in mind, he's been arrested many times before for many different things. Police filed charges against him for felony sexual assault, trespassing, and domestic abuse when the warrant was issued for his arrest. Within minutes of responding to the 911 call, Blake was shot 7 times in the back as he attempted to get in his car. Calls to Blake's fiance and the Kenosha Police Department have gone unreturned. So not only does he show up at this woman's house and sexually assault her with a child in the bed, he does it twice a year when he drinks heavily for the last 8 years, she says, and he's got a fiance. This is who you've decided to throw in bed with, excuse the pun, LeBron James, and the NFL, and the NBA, and Major League Baseball, and the National Hockey League. This has to be the biggest joke in the history of the world. I mean, George Floyd had a record worse than this guy. George Floyd spent 5 years in prison for home invasion robbery where he held a gun up against a pregnant woman and threatened to murder her. That's the other lowlife you burned down the whole country for. But what happened to George Floyd really did look horrible. And I said that from the first second the police officer should have taken his knee off George Floyd's neck. From the first second I said, it looks horrible. He's a horrible person, but he didn't deserve to die. But he didn't deserve to be made into a deity either. They made him into a god at his funeral. Another lowlife. Nothing but prison his entire life. Nothing but drugs his entire life. And that's what this guy sounds like too, Jacob Blake. Nothing but crimes, prison, disobeying police and drugs his whole life. And sexual assault. What an outrage that you'd make a big deal out of this. Now how about his father, another wonderful winner, Jacob Blake's father, recites the Muslim victory call, the war cry of Allah. Jacob Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., recited a Quran verse this week when speaking to the media. Jacob Blake Sr. perfectly recited the first surah of the Quran. And I'm not going to try and pronounce it, but what it means is, in the name of Allah the Merciful, the Compassionate, he claims, this is for my son, Jacob Blake. But this very phrase begins every chapter in the Quran, except one, and is seen as a Muslim war cry. In fact, it's the very same phrase Bowie Bergdahl's father said in front of the White House after Obama traded 5 Taliban terrorist leaders in exchange for a traitor named Bowie Bergdahl. Back in 2014, Brigitte Gabriel, who's a frequent guest on this show of Act for America, told Fox News and Sean Hannity, this phrase declares the greatness of Allah over the land, calling it a war cry of Allah and a Muslim victory call. Muslims often try and downplay this victory war cry as an ordinary everyday prayer. However, it is seen as a war cry of Allah by hardliners of the Islamic religion. So that's Jacob Blake's father. How wonderful, how American, how patriotic. Thank God he's in America, right? In America, we allow everyone to say what they want, do what they want, practice any religion they want. Doesn't mean I have to like it, but you let them do it. God bless America. Except for if you're a conservative. Except for if you're a conservative, straight white male and a Christian. Then you're the enemy of the people. Then you should be put in prison by liberals, by communists, by radical communist nutcases. The good news is they don't know what to do with Trump. They can't beat him. They can't beat him. Here's the latest poll. Trump leads Joe Biden in battleground Michigan. If Trump beats you in Michigan, the race is over. You guys lost everything. If he wins in Michigan, he's winning in Pennsylvania. He's winning in Ohio. He's winning in Iowa. He's winning in Wisconsin. He wins the whole Midwest. And of course he's gonna. You guys killed college football. You got no shot. President Trump holds the edge in Michigan. A Trafalgar Group survey released this week revealed. That's funny. It was fielded August 4th through 23rd. Among 1,048 likely voters. Guess what? That's before the Republican convention and right in the middle of the Democrat convention. And Trump is winning Michigan 46-45. The survey was taken prior to the Republican National Convention. Told you. Meaning the current poll does not reflect the post-convention bump. It was, however, fielded during last week's Democrat National Convention. Told you. I say these things, then, you know, you read it and go, wow, I'm pretty smart. If you take a poll during the Democrat National Convention and you're still winning in a basically a blue state, definitely a purple state, I think Michigan's a blue state, then you know you're going to win this thing. In a statewide poll conducted June 14th through 18th, the Marquette Law School poll showed 61% of Wisconsin voters approved of Black Lives Matter protests. By a margin of 25 points, more Wisconsin voters approved of BLM than disapproved BLM. And then the same Marquette Law School poll conducted in June. So that was, I think they meant to say May 14th through June 14th. The same poll conducted in June. Oh, I see. The same poll showed Joe Biden leading Trump by 6 points. I get it. Subsequent statewide poll conducted between August 4th and August 9th, the Marquette Law School poll saw approval drop 13 points from 61-48% for Black Lives Matter. Disapproval jumped by 12 points. Stunningly, the net margin of approval versus disapproval has now dropped from plus 25 to zero in 2 months. And the same thing is happening everywhere. People like Trump, they don't like Biden anymore, and they don't support Black Lives Matter. You guys in the NFL and the NBA, you're all on the wrong side of history, man. And as if to show you, Trump is just showing off now. Trump grants a full pardon to Alice Johnson during a meeting in the Oval Office attended by the media today. He had previously commuted her life sentence without parole for her role in a Memphis drug ring to time served, which freed her from prison after about 22 years behind bars as part of his efforts to reform the criminal justice system. She was placed on parole as a condition of her commutation in June of 18, which was supported by Kim Kardashian. Pastor Robert Jeffress offered a prayer during the Oval Office meeting at Trump's request. She's a 65-year-old great-grandmother. She spoke to the Republican National Convention, was a guest afterwards at Trump's renomination acceptance speech on the South Lawn of the White House. And now we're giving her a full pardon. We're going to do it right now, announced President Trump, much to the surprise of Alice Johnson, whose life sentence he had previously commuted after she served 22 years. President Trump said, pardon me, Johnson can now do whatever she wants in life. How cool is that? I'm telling you, the guy's going to do well with the black vote, as sure as I'm standing here. And then Trump, just showing off again, he announces he's going to pull 1,700 U.S. troops from Iraq, reducing U.S. presence there by a third. So we're going down from 5,200 troops to 3,500. You heard Rand Paul say during the convention, that's why he loves Trump. Trump is anti-war. Trump doesn't want wars all around the world. That's why the deep state hates him. That's why H.W. Bush's people hate him. That's why McCain's people hate him. That's why Romney's people hate him. These are all people that get rich off war, don't you see? It's all about getting us into war and then government contracts for weapons, and who owns the shares of these companies? All these deep state DC swamp rats. And a lot of them are Republicans and a lot of them are Democrats. It doesn't matter what they are. They're rats. And they all hate Trump because he doesn't want war. My boy, Donald J. Trump. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms at If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I hope you're with me in the last segment as it just comes out why there was an arrest warrant for this Jacob Blake. What a punk, what a thug, what a loser. In the age of Me Too, liberal feminists, Me Too, Me Too. So Harvey Weinstein is a pig and a bad guy and a rapist, but the whole nation should burn down and all sporting events should stop for this lowlife piece of garbage who not only sexually assaults women, but does it with their children in the bed, does it twice a year when he's drunk, digitally rapes them and cheats on his fiance. What a nice guy, and you're worried about him getting shot by police. Doesn't anybody consider who the people are that you're supporting? Does anybody understand what low-life losers you're gambling your future on? The future of NBA, NFL, are you all crazy? But I can see why. Because the players in the NFL and the players in the NBA are like him. Aren't they? Aren't they in trouble every minute for raping and sexually assaulting and beating the crap out of their girlfriends? Remember when Ray Rice knocked his girlfriend unconscious coming out of the elevator and then dragged her out? And they just happened to get it on video from a year before? And he lost his whole career over it? It goes on every day. So I guess they don't mind. This is kind of, you know, this is kind of their world. Jacob Blake is what they appreciate, huh? Better be careful who you support. These are not nice people. This is a guy that was fighting with the police. This is a guy that got shot with a taser, wouldn't go down. And everybody knows the only reason you don't go down with a taser is if you're on drugs. Guarantee you this guy was on drugs. But I'll say allegedly, maybe. It just seems like. Just to stay on the safe side. And then we know he was reaching for a knife in his car. Now he's paralyzed for life, but he's a hero. He's a national hero. Him and George Floyd, national heroes. you can't believe the people they choose to be national heroes. It's like he's a combination of Muhammad Ali and Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi as he digitally rapes women. It's great. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops, because with all this stuff going on, all this stress and this election coming up, you've got to find a way to make your heart healthy, right? Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked, restricted blood flow. It's important because heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. They've sold over 1 million bottles of Strauss Heart Drops in Canada. And now they're in the United States on this show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. They guarantee your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. They'll give you your money back. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. That's the powermall.com. And then you click on Strauss Heart Drops, and then you click on cinnamon flavor. Believe me, that is the best flavor. Strauss Heart Drops, thank you for sponsoring the show. If you don't believe me, these people are punks and losers like this Jacob Blake. The police are struggling with him. He's going to knife them. They shoot him, and suddenly we're all racist. If you don't believe me, what do you think happened last night after the White House speech? Rand Paul was almost killed by Black Lives Matter activists. Rand Paul now calls for FBI arrests and an investigation into the mob he believes would have killed him and his wife if not for the police. It was horrific, Rand Paul said. We'll have him on the show next week. Rand Paul told Fox and Friends this morning he believes he would have been killed if not for the police when him and his wife were surrounded and attacked. I've met his wife, and I know Rand very well. I think his wife's name is Kelly, if I remember correctly. The mob was yelling threats and pushing police. It was horrific. And this poor guy had part of his lung removed due to a complication from the 2017 attack by a neighbor who literally ran into him from behind. And he literally broke ribs and lost part of his lung. This poor guy, Rand Paul. They're attempting to push the police over to get me. So at one point, they push a policeman backwards. He stumbles. He's trying to catch his balance. I catch the back of his flak jacket to stabilize him to make sure he's okay. If he goes down, the mob's loose on us, he said. If not for the police, he could have been killed or recovering in the hospital. People followed him into his hotel. I truly believe with every fiber of my being, had they gotten at us, they would have gotten us to the ground. We might have been killed by being kicked in the head or kicked in the stomach until we were senseless, he explained. You've seen pictures of what they do to you. If the police are not there, if you defund the police, if we become Portland, this is Rand Paul talking, if America becomes Portland, what's going to happen is people are going to be pummeled and kicked in the head and left senseless on the curb. That would have happened to us, I promise you, had we not had the D.C. police to support us. Wow. Paul was just trying to get to his hotel across the street from the White House, but it was blocked by protesters. So the Secret Service instructed him, his wife, Kelly, and two female friends to get on a bus, which took 45 minutes to get through the mobs. Wow, what a mess.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large rally in the nation's capital is putting a spotlight on racial injustice and inequality. The event in March taking place at the Lincoln Memorial.
You know, we need to obey the law. I'm black. And she said, look, black people stick together. When I was walking last night in Washington, D.C., and others, I was black. Why was I attacked by blacks? And those black women who were supposed to support black men, their mouths were far more vicious and far more filthy than the men who, black men who were making those comments.
Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones speaking there on Fox News. President Trump holding a socially distanced rally in New Hampshire on Friday, and the death toll from Hurricane Laura in Louisiana is now at 10. Governor John Bel Edwards saying of the 10 dead, 5 were killed from carbon monoxide poisoning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know how much I love Liberty Health Share. I've been advertising them for, let's see, I've been on the air for how many years now? I've been on the air for almost 5 years, and Liberty Health Share has been with me from almost the beginning. First, they started as a sponsor of my local radio show. So about 3 months after I started, they were almost there from day one. So it's been almost 5 years, a solid 4.5 years with Liberty Health Share. 4.5 years, wow. Liberty is not health insurance. I believe it's better. Liberty is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty Health Share saved me about $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000, but as of January 1st, it'll be my fifth year, and then I'll have saved $90,000. Had one surgery last year, kidney stones, $27,000 bill. They paid the whole thing. Like I said, it's not health insurance, it's better. Now, I had another kidney stone surgery, unfortunately, this past May, and I'll tell you how that works out in the next couple months because I don't have all the final information in yet, but it looks like they're going to take care of me the same way they did last year. So that's great. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. We've got our guest with us. It is Niger Innes. He is a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality. And we got Niger. Niger, you pulled over your car to the side of the road. Is that the deal?
Anything for my brother from another mother. Absolutely. How you doing, Wayne?
Good. I hit LeBron James with a really strongly worded column today. It's at the Gateway Pundit. I challenged him. Anytime he wants to debate, let's go. Because I find this to be ridiculous and embarrassing and insulting and offensive. This love of guys. Believe me, Niger, if there was ever a black person that was innocent and shot for no reason by police, I'd be the first one to march and hold hands and attach arms and be on the same side as Black Lives Matter. But if you're going to make a hero out of someone who is a thug and a punk and a sexual assaulter and is on the ground wrestling with police and reaching for a knife, and you're going to postpone games because that guy gets shot, I think it's a gigantic insult to the American people. Just my belief.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, let's unpack this, okay? Because what you have more and more is a number of very rich black athletes, okay, and members of the cultural elite that are engaged with the Black Lives Matter campaign, which you already know, Wayne, is a Marxist organization that will do one thing that they will guarantee if they are successful. They will forever change our country to make sure there are no future LeBron James, no future Oprah Winfrey's, no future Michelle Obama's. But those in the black elite will be protected, just like George Soros. They will be protected, and they'll be behind their barricaded fences like Nancy Pelosi, and they'll have the rest of us, working class, middle class, blacks and whites alike, having to deal with the carnage and the chaos they leave in the streets.
Well, you know, I've coined a phrase. They are not shy about saying white guilt and white privilege. I think these athletes have black guilt. I think that they themselves are making hundreds of millions of dollars, like LeBron James, or tens of millions, or just single-digit millions, and they're living lives of mansions and Bentleys, and they've got everything they could ever want, and 15 women, and I think they feel guilty. They've got to bend over backwards to help act like they care about poor black people. This is all about guilt, because they're so damn rich, and their life's so good, but they don't realize how absurd it is, Niger. If you're black, and you're that rich in the United States, how could you argue the United States is racist and it's bad to black people? You're rich. What are you talking about? We're taking great care of you. Only in America.
That is the reality, Wayne, and Wayne is actually even more sinister than that. First of all, let me segregate, if you will, pun intended, let me segregate the LeBron Jameses, the Jay-Z's, the Barack and Michelle Obamas, the Oprah Winfreys, from a lot of these innocent athletes that are just trying, they're trying to do the right thing. I mean, most of us, when we saw George Floyd, killed, and obviously there's circumstances behind that, but when we saw it raw, it buckled our knees. It also buckled our knees to see that video where a guy is shot 7 times, all right? So a lot of these innocent athletes throughout sports, not just basketball, but the NHL, the Major League Baseball, they're trying to do the right thing. But on top, what I come to find out through investigation is that LeBron has been meeting with Barack Obama, and what this is, more than anything else, is a GOTV, Get Out the Vote effort in the black community. It's actually, in a strange way, it's getting out the black vote for Biden, but it's also suppressing the potential historic gains that Donald Trump is scheduled to make in the black community by turning off blacks, by making them believe that America is a terrible racist place, and Donald Trump is responsible for all of it. It's really sinister, and it's really insidious. And I brought up our good buddy, I say that with sarcasm, our good buddy George Soros, because I believe Soros is passing the baton to this group of black elites to carry on this elite billionaire socialist agenda to forever change the United States of America.
It's just gotten embarrassing, because if some black guy somewhere is, say, lynched by a white mob, like I said, I'll walk arm in arm with you down the street and say, let's fight this. But I don't understand how you can use examples of black men like George Floyd, and bad things happen to George Floyd. I agree. I agree from the first minute that the police never should have done what they did to him. But it doesn't change the fact that he was elevated to a hero by Reverend Sharpton at that funeral, and the guy was in and out of prison his entire life and was literally filled with fentanyl at the moment that the police did what they did to him. This new guy, problematic crimes as long as my arm, crime sheet, it's unbelievable the bad things he's done. And today it came out, he digitally raped a woman, and she says she's known him 8 years, and he comes and sexually assaults her twice a year when he's drunk. I mean, you're talking about terrible people. Don't they see that you don't stop the league and stop playoff games for people like this? These are good examples. Rosa Parks is a good example. Martin Luther King, Muhammad Ali, good examples. These are bad examples for black society. These aren't people you want to put your capital behind.
That is a brilliant point, and it's so ironic that you bring up Rosa Parks. Because I'm going to make 3 points. Point number one, the classic civil rights movement of the 1950s, 60s, and early 70s, there was a key component of that civil rights movement. Of course, today is the 57th anniversary of the historic march on Washington back in 1963, where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. My organization, CORE, was involved in that one. We're not involved with this one that Al Sharpton is leading. But nevertheless, the difference between today and back then is something called a moral compass within the black leadership and within the black movement. Believe it or not, Rosa Parks was not the first black protesting the Montgomery segregated bus system. There was another black lady who was a single mom, had a couple of children out of wedlock, that was scheduled to become Rosa Parks before Rosa Parks. But the leadership back then was so morally pristine, and they understood the importance of having a moral compass, that they said, you know, even though she's right, even though we're fighting against an injustice, we've got to get someone who is more morally pristine. And that's how Rosa Parks was made Rosa Parks. And
right,
that is a fundamental difference between the civil rights movement of what calls itself the civil rights movement of today versus the civil rights movement of back then. But let me bring up one last point. I think I'm
sure
going to be on with you in the next segment so we can discuss this more fully. I do believe there is a crisis within the police department. And what I believe, I'm going to get hate mail. You might get hate mail from all kinds of folks now, but we're used to it. Look, I think there's a feminization, a political correctness of the police department. I want to go back to the bad old days of police department. You know, the stereotype Irish or Italian
Agreed.
But wouldn't kill you, okay?
Right.
But
Agreed.
Wouldn't kill you. And unfortunately, I think because we have feminized not just the law enforcement, but the military as well, I think you have a situation where cops want to pull out their gun and ask questions later. With three cops around this guy in Wisconsin, they
right.
should have been able to tackle his butt and
right.
at worst, kick his ass, you
right.
know?
No, I agree. I think you're 100% right. I think you're not 100% right. You're 110% right. There's nothing to debate. I've said that several times on this show. I don't really have a right, you don't really have a right to make a decision about what a cop's got to do facing a life or death struggle until you've walked a mile in his shoes and you're there at that moment. Only he could say. But I did say, look, I'm on the cop's side, and yet I don't think you shoot someone seven times in the back. I think you hit him over the head with the gun. I think you hit him in the legs with a club. I think you beat the crap out of him and punch him 20 times in the face. I just don't think you have to shoot the guy in the back. So even I've said that, so I'm with you, man. Whatever happened to just beating the crap out of a guy and then putting the cuffs
Absolutely.
On him and taking him in? Right. I'm with you. I'm with you. But nobody tell me he's a role model. In the age of Me Too, he digitally raped a woman in front of her little kid. That's what he was. A warrant was issued for his arrest for. I mean, he's a low-life thug is what he is. And he was warring and brawling with the police. Yes, we'll bring you back. Niger, hang through the break. On the other side, more with Niger Innes of the National Spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We've got Niger Innes with us, civil rights leader, African-American, huge conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, founded by his great father, Roy Innes. And, of course, we forgot to mention from Mount Vernon, New York, my hometown. I went to Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, New York. Niger, welcome back.
Of course, my friend. Always good to be on with you.
By the way, I've never even asked you this. I might as well ask you on the air. You're from Mount Vernon, but did you actually go to Mount Vernon High School?
No, and actually, believe it or not, I'm not from Mount Vernon. I just lived up there for a few years, so that's when we got a chance to bump into one another. But I'm actually born in the Bronx and spent most of my formative years in Harlem. But as a young adult, I moved out to Westchester and Mount Vernon, and I was in Pelhamdale, you know, and Bronxville and the like. So I've gotten a taste of northern New York City, if you will, and lower Westchester County. But we're still brothers from another mother, though.
Well, we are. But it's ironic because you're the African American. I'm the white Jewish kid who wound up at an almost 100% black high school, Mount Vernon High School, and it was not easy. And I'm so sick of hearing Michelle Obama tell me how terrible life is for black people and how badly treated black people are by white people, when I learned a very important lesson by getting my ass kicked 24 hours a day by black guys at Mount Vernon High School. And the lesson I learned, Niger, was whoever's the minority gets their ass kicked. It's just the way life is. They treated me horrible.
Absolutely.
Until I learned how to fight and fight back and wasn't scared anymore. And when I showed no fear, all the black guys in Mount Vernon High School loved me, and we became best friends. So it just shows you, you know, you can always get along with people, but you better learn how to fight and stand up for yourself. That's what I learned.
Absolutely. I had a similar experience at Wagner Junior High School, where I palled around with a bunch of Dominican guys, and they used to pick on me because I was the smoked Yankee. but we all became very good friends after a couple of fights. We all became dear, dear friends, and they had my back under any circumstances, and I had theirs under any circumstances. And you know what, Wayne? That is the uniqueness and beauty of the United States of America. Look, you've traveled all over the world. I've traveled all over the world. I've had the opportunity to. And what you'll find out is that racism or sexism or religious bigotry or ethno conflict is universal. It's part of the human condition. But we are the only country that has gone and bent over backwards to correct our sins of the past. I'm going to throw something at you that I think even the brilliant Wayne Allen Root is not going to know. Well, you'll know the first question. You won't know the second one. First question, what individual got the most votes in the history of American of presidential politics? What individual? Was it Ronald Reagan? Was it Dick Nixon in the landslide in 1972 where George McGovern only won one state? You know, what was it the great Ronald Reagan? What, was it Theodore Roosevelt? Was it Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Well, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it was that long ago because there weren't that many people in America in FDR's days compared to now. So I'm guessing it's more modern. So I'm going to take a stab and say Reagan against Mondale in his second election.
That would be a very reasonable guess, and I think most people would guess that. But in terms of raw votes, in terms of number of votes, it's a guy named Barack Hussein Obama.
Got the most votes?
2008, got most votes in the history of our country. Not percentage-wise.
I guess we're not such a racist country.
For this racist. Oh, by the way, number two, you know who number two is? Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. You know? So for this racist, sexist, homophobe, anti-Islamic country, that's really not bad. But here's another one, Wayne.
Go ahead.
The person who got the most votes in terms of just number of votes in the history of South Carolina, do you know who that person is?
Maybe Tim Scott, the U.S. Senator?
Bingo, you got it. You hit the nail right on the head.
A black Republican, there you go.
Black Republican at the state that started the Civil War over slavery, South Carolina, has the most votes, more than Lindsey Graham, more than Strom Thurmond, more than Fritz Hollings.
Wow.
A black guy named Tim Scott, and you're going to tell me America's not a country, Wayne. America is a miracle. And that's what makes me so angry about these black elites that do well under this miracle that is America. They should be promoting that message. They should be promoting that if you live your life a particular way, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be the victim of some racial slight here or there. That happens, okay? But if you live your life a certain way, you are more than likely going to become successful in this greatest country on God's green earth.
And we heard probably the two most negative comments ever, I think, this week that I've ever heard from a black person, you know, who's a major leader. Michelle Obama basically said yesterday in her podcast that white people hate black women, basically, and that don't even see them, they're invisible, treat them like dirt. She was treated like dirt, and then Kamala Harris said something to the effect of no black person has ever been treated like a human being, a full human being in America. I can't even tell you how ridiculous those two statements are. As me, Wayne Root, growing up in a black community, a black majority community, Mount Vernon, New York, and going to an all-black school, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Two women who rose to the top of American politics. Nigel Ittes, great to have you on. Let's make it a regular thing. Thank you, buddy.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.